The federal government cut $500 million from Landcare in this year's budget, and the effects are starting to show.
If we want to do work in 2015, where can we get the money from? And at the moment, that answer is there's not very much.
David Clark is the chair of the Farm Tree and Landcare Association in Victoria. He told a Senate inquiry into the new national Landcare program this week that the way money is being allocated isn't working.
If you keep dropping it out in little bits, I've got to decide whether I do a whole heap of work on this little bit and then I do a whole heap of work on the next little bit, as opposed to, okay, I know there's the really big amount of money is going to be out in 3 months, so I'm going to really put my effort into that and I'm not going to worry about these little bits on the side.
One new scheme the government is funding is the 20 Million Trees program. The $50 million goes towards tree plantings and the first round of grant applications opened last week, but it closes at the end of this month. David Clark says the $3.4 million on offer in the first round won't go far.
There's, 3,000 groups? You know, you do your math. It's not that much per group across the country. So is it enough to really bust yourself over?
Ella Masep from the Katanning Landcare Group in Western Australia agrees. She says the grant round has come too late and the uncertainty over funding is crippling.
We placed tree orders with our nurseries in November or December, ready for planting the following winter. Of course, we're not going to have the results of these grants ready for tree orders this year. Therefore, we won't be able to do any planting next year. And that pushes it on to these programs we won't be able to implement till 2016, which leaves us with some uncertainty for next year as to what actual on-ground works we can do. Through our group, we generally plant between 100,000 and 250,000 trees a year.
So does that mean you won't be planting any trees as part of the 20 Million Trees program next year?
None as part of the 20 Million Trees program, and at this stage we basically have none through any program for next year.
The Federal Environment Minister Greg Hunt argues the $20 million trees program was launched after lengthy consultation with Landcare groups. He claims he's got it right.
Overwhelmingly there's support, and of course there will always be critics, and I understand that. That's a very healthy part of the democracy. This program didn't exist under Labor. It does exist under us, and it's coupled with a $500 million Green Army opportunity and a $90 million Landcare small grant funding, and which is designed not just for one group in one area for one season, but we're actually opening applications for a three-year period.
But Ella Masep is concerned that under the 20 Million Trees program, the government isn't providing any funding for fencing, which she says is a big cost.
If you don't fence, you can't exclude stock, which means all your new trees will be eaten. So it's very, very hard for us to plan a revegetation site without having that fencing with it. And of course, there's a lot of other things when you're doing proper landscape, and they could be things like including nesting boxes for animals. And I've been a Landcare officer for 11 years, and I've never had a major government funding round that has allowed trees but not fencing.
Greg Hunt says fencing isn't a cost the government should wear under the 20 Million Trees program.
We looked at and consulted with different groups. We talked with them about their different priorities, and the view overwhelmingly was this should be about revegetation. It should be about replanting. Whether it's through Landcare or Green Army, there are also significant funds available for fencing and other activities.
Ella Masep isn't convinced. She's worried that Landcare volunteers will start to lose interest in being involved in the movement.
So there's a lot about continuity and volunteer engagement that's really important in making sure resourcing keeps coming out. And of course, for us Landcare groups, we have to try and find some ways to keep those volunteers interested and engaged over these gap years. And that, of course, is a lot more difficult than when you've got active sites to be working on.